Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
And with all of that, and yes, Taylor Swift was at the game with Mr. Kelce last night. And I was looking around. I was looking like, wow, what's her? And they go, oh, Taylor Swift's here. It's amazing of all the people that show up to games and stuff. And, you know, Wayne Gretzky's there and stuff. I mean, it's kind of, you know, he's the Michael Jordan of the NHL, and it's like Taylor Swift's here. It's amazing. It's every sport. Yeah, for anybody thinks her popularity's down or something, yeah, okay. So anyway, hey, we say good morning to everybody, and what a letdown. And hey, listen, man, you know, you're a sports fan. You think you've seen everything. You're coming off a 6-1 win, and the first period, the stupid penalties popped up again for Edmonton, and you're up 3-0, and everybody's high-fiving everybody at the end of the first period, and you're going, my God, this is great. The goalie, they're giving the business to Skinner, and, you know, chanting his last name, and he was toast. Everybody knew he was getting the hook, and he did. And, hey, those guys come right back in the second period and score 3 goals and change the goalie. And how many times have we seen these kind of stories, man? It's just incredible. So all of a sudden, the backup goalie comes in, Calvin Pickard, and has 22 of 23 saves. And they come back. They take the lead. I mean, it was just a wild game. You couldn't leave. Had a great time. Can't thank the folks from Jerry and Amaranth Bank and Orly and all the guys up there. Gold sat with everybody last night and really enjoyed the atmosphere. The atmosphere before the game was just phenomenal. A lot of Edmonton fans there, though. Give them credit. A lot of Edmonton fans did make the trip. But a wild, wild game last night and what happened. It was just crazy. First road team to rally from a 3-goal deficit and win a Stanley Cup final game since 1919. You know, when something like that happens, everybody's running for the record book, right? Trying to figure out, hey, man, this is kind of weird. And then I thought Sam Bennett, you're going to see the highlight all day. Sam Bennett looked like he was going to have the game winner, man. And you're going, wow, if he gets this, hits off the crossbar, and just wasn't meant to be. And Dreisaitl is going to be talked about a lot because he is, you know, talking about how good he was and everything that he did last night. And so they come all the way back and win that game. Had it, by the way, in regulation till Reinhardt had a goal with under 20 seconds left after they pulled the goalie, after they pulled Big Bob. But, man, it's amazing. You know, you're 6-1, you're 3-0 after, and how many of you are thinking, oh, my God, this can be another 6-1, 7-1 game, the way they look right now. And they tightened up and had a great second period, and come back and win that game. What a quick change in Big Mo. I'm looking at 6-1 that game. Now you come back and it's 3, so you're going, God, it's 9-1. It's 9-1 in these last four periods. 9-1. And all of a sudden, Big Mo comes out, Edmonton comes out, and look like a different team, and look like they got a little spark by nothing against Skinner, who's obviously won a lot of games for him, but come in with the backup, who, by the way, happens to be 7-0 now when he's playing. So he gets another win last night, but quick change in Big Mo, like I've haven't seen, and really didn't expect from a Panthers team for that to happen. I still thought they'd win the game after everything that had gone, and after losing that lead, and 3-0 became 3-3 in that second period, but crazy one. Excuse me, crazy one, screaming and yelling last night, and a lot of crazy stuff. Hey, by the way, you got a lot of other stuff to get to here this morning. Minicamp's over, and Mike spoke again. As everybody's out the door now, I think I heard last night, a 5-week vacation. Some of the coaches were at the game last night. And so, yeah, man, there was a lot of people sat with Goldie last night, watching the game with Goldie, man, is something else. Talk about a guy lives and dies with every shot and every play and every turnover and everything else. So, it was a hell of a night. It really was, man. There is something to be said for finals and playoff games and everything else. It's just got a completely different feel to it. And Panther fans were really, really into it last night. Also, as I said, minicamp is over. Mike McDaniel, we'll hear from him a little bit coming up a little bit later on as they'll now wait. And Mike's kind of done with his business, and we'll see what the general manager does as far as adding and getting contracts done. Jonnu Smith and Zach Seeler want a new contract. Jalen Ramsey, they got to find a new home for him. How much are they going to have to eat of that contract, of that guaranteed money, if any? And so those things got to get done. And then we'll find out real quickly about the new culture, the health, the improvement, with all these guys. Everybody talked about, man, it's just a different group of guys, and having all these young guys is good for the facility. And I was like, okay, let's go. We'll find out. And you like all the rest of us, one thing about it, it's one thing to say all these things, then you want to see what it looks like when it counts, right? When the big test takes place, when the big test starts up, and it's time, and all 17 games count, then we will find out what it looks like. By the way, U.S. Open, I did watch some yesterday. I wanted to watch, and hey, I was shocked. J.J. Spahn, 4-under, the leader, 10 players under par. I was actually surprised. Most of them 1-under. Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, and Rory McIlroy, 3 of the favorites, +3, +3, and +4. As in over par. So it's going to be tough, but it is fun to watch. It is fun to watch, man, and see what happens in that when these guys play in this golf course, which is just brutal, brutal to watch. Oh, my God. Would not enjoy that. And I've never, you know, I used to go, like, I'd see a course. I went down to Pebble Beach one weekend. I was like, man, this is going to be fun to play. So I played it. I played, was down with a friend of mine who was on tour, and so we played, and I was going, man, this is kind of fun. Even if you lose a ball and you're on one of those courses and you're looking at the Pacific Ocean, it was like great, but man, that course, I'd have no interest in. And I know they shorten it up, like Bo said yesterday, and they cut it down to make it a lot easier for members out there at Oakmont. But boy, good God, that thing they're playing. Those guys earn their money in this one. Whatever ends up winning, I don't think J.J. Spahn's going to win. I'd be absolutely shocked, because the big guys are going to get rolling here, and We'll see. He didn't even he didn't have one bogey on his card yesterday, which is really incredible. Had some great saves, and obviously when you're 4 under on a course like that, a lot of one putts and those type of things, and he was able to keep what they call a clean card yesterday of things going on. Hey, also, we got some NFL stuff that's going on. We'll jump into some of that a little bit later on. So I had something weird last night happen. You know how you walk around in between periods, you got a little time, everybody gets up and walks around. You get out and just get out of your seat, get out of the box, which I was lucky enough to have just a phenomenal seat last night. So I was walking around, and I run into an old neighbor, one of my old plantation neighbors last night. And, you know, a little bit of everything. You see a lot of people you haven't seen. They come up and, you know, start talking. And some of the stuff you remember and some you don't. So one of my neighbors, he's probably 5'6", I'm guessing, 5'6", something. And he was with a 6-foot-tall woman, a good solid 6 feet, maybe 6'1". So he comes up, he introduced me to her. Hey, this is my girlfriend, and I maybe even said they were engaged in something, and they were. I go, oh man, that's great, you know. And so within seconds, Woody, it was the weirdest thing. He says to me, he says last night, I know what you're thinking. She's a lot taller than I am. And I was like, the weirdest comment. Like, what if the guy looks at me and goes, I know what you're thinking. I know she's tall and beautiful, right? And you're thinking, you're right? And I was like, no, I actually wasn't thinking that. I was just listening to you. I wasn't thinking anything. I was, you know, kind of thinking about what just happened between the first and second period. And so it was just weird. And so I guess he was thinking about it. I don't care. I could care less, but I just was like, wow, that's kind of a weird one. Like, all right, you got a tall girlfriend. That's fine. We see everything in South Florida. Like this goes on everywhere. Short guys with tall girls that are younger. It's fine. It was fine. But he threw that comment in, and she's standing there. I didn't know what to say. I think I said, yeah, she's tall. But, I mean, I don't know what to say. Like, yeah, you're short and she's tall. You know, you want to make any comment to think, I think, you know, making fun that he's super short. Well,
at least she said tall, not big.
No, I didn't do that. I didn't go, she's tall's a big
okay.
Girl.
Big, not so
she
big.
Wasn't a big girl.
Yeah, but you could have said big talking about tall.
I didn't go like, hey, you got a big horse with you tonight. Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't do that.
Oh, you're learning. Baby steps, right?
One step yeah. Better. One step better. But yeah, it was a lot of crazy conversations. Like, everybody's jacked up, man. Everybody's jacked up about everything that's going on. So it's a best of three, and you still feel good because these guys have been in every situation possible, right? And we've seen it now for 3 years. So there's an amazing amount of confidence that these guys can win anywhere at any time.
I'd say feel good, but
I do. I still feel good.
That was rough, man. That was a rough collapse. I mean, you had those guys for the knockout blow. More times than not, it feels like when you let a team off the hook like that,
so you wanna
it
hear,
usually comes back to haunt you.
You know, I don't know if there are any plays and how much you watch, but Lundell intercepts one right in front of their goal.
Yeah, could have put it away there pretty much.
That makes it 4-1. Yep. That makes it 4-1. And I just think instead of two, now it's three, and it's just got a completely different feel to it. And that gets blocked.
But it just felt like the Panthers as a whole kind of just backed off.
They did.
In that second period.
They did.
It's just so disappointing to play that way after you dominated first.
I just think they sometimes think, When they jump out on it, and listen, the penalties had a lot to do with it in Edmonton, you know, with all those penalties in that first period just killed. 5-on-3, that was, I mean, could Tkachuk have scored any quicker on a 5-on-3 than he did? Like within seconds, he, you know, he rips one in there. But
yeah, I just think feeling good is a stretch. I don't know that we're feeling good right now.
Well, what I said.
And I get what you're saying.
No,
what I'm saying
is that now they're going to go play their system in the second and go, hey, we got a 3-goal lead, and if they do something stupid and we go on another power play, we're going to make it, you know, we're going to keep going, but we're going to really get them. And I think there was like, because you could hear everybody going, oh, the backup goalie's in. The backup goalie's in. Because everybody had talked about before the game, there was going to be a real short rope last night for Skinner. And you know, I think everybody at that first period said, he's done. He's toast. Calvin Pickard's going to finish this game, and he did, and they seemed to get going, but they came out aggressive, and it finally cracked. And you're right. You just don't expect. You think when you're up 3-0, there's a better chance that the Panthers go up 5-1 or 6-2 or something like that. And just last night, before you know. But, hey, hell, it was 4-3. You're hanging on there with 19 and a half seconds left going, hey, man, we better get something. And they clear it one more time. That game's done. They flipped a couple down trying to empty net it over the top and didn't do it. And it came back, of course, to haunt him into overtime. But my God, man, what a night. What a night. And that stat that they threw out, first row team to rally from a 3-goal deficit and win a Stanley Cup final game since 1919. So to everybody's point, yeah, that's, how will they bounce back? I mean, this team's got friggin' talent and character and believe in their system. But, yeah, you would have bet money at 3-0. And I got to give everybody, I was sitting with a lot of people in there like, hey, there's still two periods left, and they got some really good players. They didn't get here by accident. And sure enough, my God, it was 3-3 before you knew it and off and running in that third period. So a crazy one.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I know we sang the praises of Brad Marchand in the first hour, rightfully so, but how about this, man? He has scored for a third straight game and became the first player in NHL history to follow an overtime game-winning goal with a goal inside the first minute of the next game.
Crazy. I think they showed a stat last night on TV, the oldest player in NHL history to score a goal in games 1, 2, and 3 of a Stanley Cup final.
It's the whole thing with Marchand. Remember, we were talking about he's just a rental. We have to, well, hell, let's rent a guy that's going to win us games in the Stanley Cup finals. I'll rent that all day long.
Man, he has been good. I mean, yeah. So much better than I expected. I kind of thought, you know, and again, shame on me, but I just kind of thought, oh, he wants out of Boston, so he's going to come here. And, like, I didn't know how well he'd be accepted by the team, if it would seem like he didn't love being, like, I just didn't know what to expect because it was so out of the blue. And that guy has been so good. We were just talking with Moeller. I mean, that guy might win the Conn Smythe. There's there's three Panthers who could win it. It's Marchand, Bennett, or Bobrovsky. Like those are the three. This dude joined a championship hockey team. And again, everyone knows Brad Marchand is great. He joined an already championship hockey team and might be the postseason MVP. That's pretty remarkable.
He's great on the ice, obviously. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, first ballot whenever he retires. I like his butt wipeness.
Yeah.
He got some stink to him, Hawk.
He's not a big dude. I love it, man.
He's always chirping from bench to bench. He's walking, he's skating past the opposition's bench.
Great.
He's a guy you hate in Boston, but you love in Florida.
Yep.
It's not just, though, that he might be the Conn Smythe winner. He joined a championship hockey team, guys, and became almost the vocal leader of the team.
That's crazy. I was thinking about that, too. He's not just kind of a passenger on a sidecar. They're looking at him to lead the team. Like, it's wild.
I was going to say league-wide. It's probably sport-wide respect that he had. For you to be able to gain that, what y'all talking about, be able to gain that leadership and respect this fast, that's just your name means something more. Your play means something more than just you're a guy. No, you're a Hall of Famer. You're one of the best ever.
Even, you know, Luka Doncic gets traded to Dallas. And, yes, they're looking to Luka in the playoffs to make plays. They're looking to Luka to score. But you think the Lakers are going to the bench and LeBron is deferring to Luka in terms of like a leadership role? I could be wrong. I don't think so. Even though Luka has the resume to be a vocal leader, Brad Marchand, they're whipping rats at him as they're getting off the ice. He's the guy handing the puck that they place on like a little plaque where they count the victories needed to the next cup. He's the guy handing the puck in the locker room, celebrating the most dominant victory maybe in franchise history in the postseason. Like, that's crazy. They're a championship team.
He's Shaq with the Heat.
But Shaq came at the beginning of a season.
Yeah.
The part that I find remarkable is there was, 25, 30 games left in the season when he got here?
Didn't play any of them.
Hey, this season we're welcoming Shaq into the team and he's here to provide veteran championship leadership. You know what I mean? This dude was an afterthought at the trade deadline. Like, hey, we're not going to be able to sign him next year. Let's see if we can get something for him. All right, ship him out to Florida. Like, there was no, like, he got absorbed into that team culture within a couple of months in a season that was already going well. Like, that to me is the remarkable part.
That damn Bill Zito
seems to be batting 1,000.
You know, Marchie just really reminds me of this Davion Mitchell. I mean, they've just got so many similar qualities.
Stop.
Jake Wallman, by the way, from the Oilers. He was the bleep hole who was squirting a water bottle over at Matthew Tkachuk. He's been fined $10,000.
I love all the petty stuff in hockey. I love the stuff that's accepted, even though it should be penalized. But like the fighting is accepted, the chirping at the bench, like it's so, people are so outraged in the NBA if there's a little huddle on the court and the opposing team walks near it. Can you imagine James Harden walking to the opposing bench and telling them, hey, you should play with your head, I wouldn't end up at the line? That like just complete outrage. Now imagine James Harden squirting his Gatorade bottle across the scorer's table at the other bench, and the other bench smiling about it and just chirping back and whatever. I love all that stuff.
I get mad. I do love the petty stuff, but I get mad when they just rear back and smack the hell out of our players' legs with their stick. Like,
it's crazy.
What about the boy that hit our guy in his face?
Sam Reinhart.
Somebody pushed him in the back. Reinhart pushed him in the back. And then I think Kane walked and smacked his puck into his face.
It's so funny to me because, like you were saying with Moeller, with just the face mush, like you want to square off against, like, they really mush each other's face. But there was a great video on social media. It was Brad Marchand. They were trying to face mush him. He bit the guy's glove and wouldn't let go of it. And he was trying to get his glove back, and Marchand just had his teeth clamped down on it.
We had a this is not even on air. When you, years ago, probably 5-6 years ago, you always like, I'm going to touch your face. And I'm like, bro, don't touch my face. Now you're going to rub a sweaty, snotty glove all over my face? I would go crazy. But they do it, and I don't know how they're supposed to keep composure when somebody does that to them.
Congrats to Sam Reinhart, by the way, for finally entering the Stanley Cup Final Series. Really appreciate you, Rhino, for showing up one game. Thank you very much.
I got a direct message from your dad, Eduardo. Hmm. Yesterday I had posted my avocado toast here on the Jersey Shore, and he said, there's a game today. Are you even really a fan? And I had responded back, Marlins game with a question mark. And I haven't heard back from him since. And he just sent me a direct message. Stay there. Panthers are doing good.
I don't know. I'm with Eduardo, Hawk. Yeah. Stay up there until we get this cup.
I got to tell you, it was much more temperate where I was doing the show yesterday than at the Ameren Bank Arena. While I missed the action, I did not miss the climate.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful up there, isn't it?
It is rainy and cold. Have not seen the sun once. And I might as well be in the heart of Newark, New Jersey, because the shore doesn't mean anything if it's constantly raining and you can't make your way to the beach.
Don't play in the sand.
By the way, Mike Cugno texting me that it was Frederic who cross-checked Sam Bennett yesterday, started the fight, actually broke his stick on the back of Sam Bennett's body.
It was some of those things were ridiculous, what Edmonton was doing.
They were buckling knees. Like, they were slashing so hard at the back of their legs, they were buckling knees.
Huh, hit me in my shins. If you're going to rear back and smack me, let me see you coming. They're sneaking up behind the Panthers and smacking their calves. I was really getting hot yesterday at the damn at those players. I was about to cuss.
It was Bush League. Like they just got so frustrated. They tried to kick the Panthers' ass, but they couldn't.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, kind of Bush League, but also it's bully hockey. But you have to back that up. That's the part that I have the disconnect with.
Yeah.
I don't mind hockey when it looks like that, because to me, that's part of the fun of the sport. But you can't be mushing people's faces and buckling their knees and then skate off the ice with a big balloon lip.
No, you can't walk up to a guy in the bar and smash a bottle in the back of his head when he's not looking. Then he turns around and whoops your ass. Right. That's what was going on. They were doing those cheap shots, and the Panthers turned around and beat the hell out of them. Leave them alone. You're not made like that. You're not built like that. Leave them alone.
I'd mentioned this during the Mueller interview, but another fascinating stat was that Leon Draisaitl held to zero shots yesterday.
Yeah, they were talking about that on TV. They were saying, like, this is they were saying Draisaitl and Connor McDavid just are gassed. They've got nothing. They're giving you nothing. But yeah, obviously, it's are they gassed or did the Panthers, like you asked Mueller, do something? That ain't going to happen again.
Yeah. How many times I was at the game, so I didn't get to watch it. But how many times did they play that stupid locker room speech from McDavid last year, where he's like, "It's right effing now! It's right effing now!" Which by the way,
you know,
they lost the game. They lost the next game after he gave that speech.
You know what they had last night? You didn't see the telecast. So Paul Maurice on his in his in-game interview on the bench, and she asks him about Sam Bennett, who we know is probably not going to be able to be re-signed next year. I mean, he's great, but he's going to command more money than they can pay.
Yeah.
And so they were asking him, and she said to Paul Maurice during the game something along the lines of, well, you know, he's going to end up getting a lot next year, something like that. And Paul Maurice said, well, he's a cancer in the locker room, and he's also battling dengue fever. And like just immediately – in the middle of a game, went into the Paul Maurice character and tried to make it seem like Sam Bennett wouldn't be worth signing, you know, if you were a team trying to court him. It was really funny. I cannot get enough of that guy.
He's so funny. Because he knows he – what's his Knobloch?
Chris Knobloch.
Yeah, he knows he got Knobloch. He's just playing around up there. And while the fight's going on, they always show the coaches – Knobloch's over there looking around, panicking. Maurice looks like he's watching.
It's just hockey.
CSI. He's just staring at the court.
He's not the only Sam Bennett, the only player who's up for free agency. I forgot to mention this prior to Game 3 yesterday. Did any of you read the Ekblad comments about his upcoming free agency this offseason, what he said about playing for the Florida Panthers?
I did not.
Okay, so those of you addicted to cocaine, go ahead, throw out your baggies, because this is all you're ever going to need right here from Aaron Ekblad.
But you hate Aaron Ekblad.
Yeah, but I've turned the corner on Aaron Ekblad. I really did. After I read these comments.
You've hated this entire team.
Did he just say cocaine?
Yeah, he's saying throw out your baggies of cocaine. I don't know what happened here, but I know he hates Aaron Ekblad.
I don't. I don't hate Aaron Ekblad. I just think, you know, took him a while to really find his footing.
I mean,
here.
You went out, you bought a Brooks Koepka T-shirt,
yeah,
and an orange cone.
Yeah,
you hate you. You love you hate Aaron Ekblad. You hate Tua Tagovailoa. Anybody put a Heat jersey on, you love. We know that
it's until
a
lot they of, like, leave.
This isn't a secret.
And then they were never worth a damn.
Yeah, you hate Gabe Vincent for some reason. I don't get it now. He's a Laker.
Somebody texts in, hey, Hawk, is that the same Paul Maurice you wanted fired? That's the guy, yeah.
Quote from Aaron Ekblad, I live and breathe for the Florida Panthers. I bleed for the Florida Panthers. I've given my body and everything to this team. I want to keep doing it forever for as long as they'll let me keep coming to this rink.
I love him.
I got to go get my cocaine out of the garbage can. It just didn't hit the way that he sold it. I don't know. Yeah. I threw out all my cocaine. He said I wasn't going to need it anymore. I feel like I need it.
Said he
good quote. No doubt. But, I mean, not worth throwing away all my cocaine for.
Goodness gracious. Betty bleeds and loves and feels for the Panthers. They done paid him $65 million.
Is that what his contract is?
His career earnings.
Woo.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Paul, just another one of those games in the series, another tight one. Just what did you see from your team? You guys go up 3-0, and then what did you see from Edmonton that got them back in? Just how the roller coaster of everything unfolded after that?
Well, it was just a mirror of the first period. They got into a little penalty trouble there, and we took advantage of it. And the second period was just the opposite. I think we were +3 on the power play side early and -3 on the power play side in the second half, and then we came out and even tight games, right? Both teams had some chances there, cracked some bars, and had some chances that didn't go, and it's a bad break on the overtime winner. So 3 of the 4 games have gone to overtime, and I think that's probably the expectation of what we have going forward.
When you have a game like this, the way it ends and everything, is it good to be on a flight tomorrow? I know it's a long flight, but just to, you guys are flying out and playing again.
Better if we'd won it. But if you plan for 7 games, that means you're losing 3 of them.
Panthers coach Paul Maurice there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
Ouch! Man, that was an ouch last night. 2-2 series, still a lot of hockey left. Best of 3. Starting in Edmonton tomorrow. Jeff Rimmer, former voice of the Panthers, now retired. It's nice to be able to get Rim on the phone. Jeff Rimmer joins us. How you doing, Jeff? How's it going, bud?
It's going well. I would have liked to have seen the Panthers go up 3-1 in the series with a win last night. It certainly looked like that in the first period. I would have liked to have been in the arena instead of watching it on television last night, but I'm heading to Europe today, Barcelona specifically. and then onto a cruise ship for 2 weeks, a gift of the Blue Jackets in retirement. So
what a gift. Good stuff, Rem. That's good to hear, man. So you know what? This is going to be it for the series, man. Well, you'll keep up on it no matter where you are. I know that. But, hey, let's get into it. It's 3-0. And they, you know, at that point, I'm going, wow, that's 9-1 in the last four periods of hockey. They're killing these guys. They might be done. They got a goalie struggling. They pulled him. That was no secret. Skinner got pulled last night. What'd you think, and how surprised were you to see what happened in that second period that all of a sudden we got a 3-3 game?
Well, one of the strengths of the Panthers, Joe, all season long, and even here in the playoffs for the most part, is their ability to lock it down. And they gave the Oilers a little bit of life there with that penalty early on in the second period. And, of course, Edmonton is able to capitalize with a power play goal, and that breathed new life into that team. Now, we should also point out why the Oilers, on the flip side of the Panthers, they have come from behind in a number of playoff games, including several in that Los Angeles first-round series. So this isn't new for Edmonton. They changed goaltenders. I thought Pickard was more lucky than good. There were a couple of times the pucks just bounced off him, much like those passes from Marino used to do to you.
It's a good point. By the way, I didn't think of that analogy, but yeah, that's pretty good right there. Hey, while we're talking, I know a lot of talk about Barkov. Barkov's got to do more. Do we have to get more out of Barkov in these next couple games to get this? He's been a little silent here.
Well, he's certainly been silent offensively, but done a pretty good job defensively, and you're not going to point fingers at one of the premier players, not only on the Panther, but in the National Hockey League. But yeah, you'd like to see him chip in with some goals. I thought it was a positive in the first period with Tkachuk, who has struggled offensively since the opening of the playoffs, and I thought that he had his strongest game last night. Thought he had the hat trick at 1.2, but boy, I'll tell you what. They need a little more offense. Certainly, you saw a number of chances offensively. You're looking for Lusterainen. Lundell had a great chance to make it a 4-0 hockey game. If that happens, it's over.
Yeah,
that's a
good point. Yep, I said the same thing this morning and was thinking that. I got to tell you, do you ever think Amaranth Bank? Boy, what it's turned into. It was so loud last night. I mean, it's Stanley Cup Finals, but where we were, you were around to see in the early years, and where it is right now, and I'm not talking about the nice Stanley Cup run that they had to get into the finals, but they had some down years to see this thing where it is right now with the fan base is phenomenal, isn't it?
It's terrific. In fact, talking to some players during the course of the regular season, not even the Stanley Cup playoffs, where it turns it up a notch or two on the loud meter, I thought and have talked to players around the NHL about playing in this building, and it's one of the toughest buildings to play in. Those fans certainly add a dimension to the Panther hockey team, and you talk to the Panthers in their room, and they'll tell you how much that crowd energizes them. But, yeah, it's one of the loudest buildings with 20,000-plus in the building, including Taylor Swift. Why not? I thought it was just a great effort last night. Certainly they could have run away with the game, and even when they tied it up in the final seconds of regulation, I thought, quite honestly, they'd come through in overtime and maybe Bennett score his 15th of the playoffs.
Well, I tell you what, how about that? How close was that? Off the glove of Pickard and catches the crossbar. You're right, that's big. That's a big one. But I saw that stat last night, team to rally from 3-goal deficit and win a Stanley Cup final game on the road since 1919. That's amazing.
No question it's amazing. I don't think too many of us were around to watch that game. I don't know if you were, Joe.
You might have been close, Rem. I know it's within a few years. I know. But that's all right. But go ahead.
No, I'll tell you, it was a phenomenal comeback, and give the Oilers credit for that. Now, let's be honest about it. What it's going to take now is for the Panthers to win, and they've done it before, to win another game in Edmonton, either Game 5 or Game 7.
Right.
I said before the series, it's going to go 7 games. So, yeah, they're going to have to win one of those two games that are left to play in Edmonton by virtue of them having home ice.
Hey, so I do want to ask you, we talked about Draisaitl, who's having a great, actually, playoffs. Saw the numbers with the overtime goal winners that he's had so far in the regular season as well as the playoffs. I always wonder about McDavid because he's so smooth skating. He's not scoring goals, but he sets guys up and he just makes things, just skates at a different speed. I mean, you see it whether you're on TV or in person. I feel like we talked about this. He's about due to hit some goals here pretty soon, though, isn't he? I mean, I don't know how long, and I know his numbers weren't as much scoring this year as far as goals. But, man, he gets a lot of shots, and he can do things nobody else can do.
You're right. He's dangerous whenever he is on the ice. Again, give the Panthers credit. They've done a pretty good job in stifling him. Particularly, you're seeing him pass the puck more than even take shots.
Right.
And that's a credit to the Panthers' defense. And, of course, the forwards have got to chip in here defensively as well. And let's not forget Bobrovsky. He gave up the game-winning goal and gave up five in the game, but still made some pretty big saves. And he'll be a big factor here in what remains in the series for sure.
I'm glad you said that about Big Bob. It's really interesting because, you know, you look at the end of the night and you do end up giving up five goals, but he has so many unbelievable stops during the game, first period on, and spreads out and, you know, and off rebounds, they're right there, and he's able to get in position. Overall, how do you think he's played?
He's played well. I mean, I'm sure there's a couple of goals that he'd like to have back throughout the series, but they wouldn't be where they are without Bob.
Yes.
And the players will be the first to tell you that. He has been outstanding throughout the season, and particularly here in the playoffs, and I suspect here he'll be locking it down as the series continues.
So I look at this group of guys and the character, and I don't know any, Rim, you know a lot of these guys, the character and what they've done in the last 3 years in the playoffs and being able, their ability to win on the road, their toughness, everything they do, the way they play their system, and all those things. That was a tough loss last night. That was – I thought Edmonton losing 6-1 was one, but to have a three-goal lead last night and end up losing that game, I think they'll bounce back just fine. Would you be a little concerned, though, that there could be a little hangover with losing that game, letting that one get away?
Well, you'd think there was a hangover on Edmonton when they get bounced 6-1 the other night and then come back after a terrible first period with continue to take penalties. There's so many momentum shifts in this series, more so than any other Stanley Cup final that I can remember.
Wow.
Here. I don't think there'll be a hangover. I think the team will put this one aside. I'll tell you one guy that I thought was not as effective as he was throughout the series' first three games, and that's Marchand. I didn't think he had a particularly strong game last night. He had a couple of opportunities, made some plays, but I think we can get more out of him here in game 5, 6, and 7, if in fact goes seven games.
Yeah. Kind of hard to get on the guy, though, man, that third line. I mean, the Marchand and third line. But to your point, I get it. Hey, listen, these games, the bigger these games get and closer to win the Stanley Cup, you're looking for all the big guys to show up and finish like the Reinhardt goal last night to tie that sucker up with under 20 seconds was just a phenomenal effort. Hey, man, have a great vacation. Chase a little lady around a little bit on that trip and spend some of that money. I hate to think that you're leaving all that retirement money that you save by being cheap up, you know, and leaving it for the kids. So spend some of that money, will you, Rim?
Well, it takes one to know one, and nobody did more of that than you did, Joe. So, yeah, I'm proud to be in your company.
Hey, don't worry. That damn wife of mine, she's on a roll right now, man. She is like, no longer, man. We're taking trips. I don't want to hear about a sporting event. I don't want to hear about it. I go, all right. You know, I can't lose this wife. I don't want to go through that again. All right, Rim, thank you so much, bud. Have a great trip to Barcelona.
Thanks, bud.
All right, Jeff Rimmer joining us a little bit this morning. Talk about getting a free trip from the team from Columbus. Wow.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Cats win yesterday.
6-1 over the Edmonton Oilers. They take a 2-1 series lead. Let's dive into some more things here in the mixed bag. And along with the mixed bag, we'll hit this up with a little road to repeat brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers. Got a little cherry cola right there.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That ASMR, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yesterday, the Panthers, they win. But one of the storylines, of course, has been around taking credit away from the Panthers, which is because the only reason they're good, even though this has been true their entire existence, is no state tax. That is the only reason for their success. And so Gary Bettman goes on the TNT pregame show and rips Paul Bissonnette because this has been his high horse that he's trying to ride on, that Canada is at a disadvantage because of the tax situation. And here's what the NHL commish had to say on TNT.
Take anything away from the teams from Florida and the state of Florida.
But do it anyway.
Ace put me in a headlock when I brought this up on the broadcast in the conference final. Any plans maybe in the future to implement a balance as far as the no state tax?
And no,
maybe,
you know, when you start.
I'm just asking.
It's a ridiculous issue. When the Florida teams weren't good, which was for about 17 years, okay, nobody said anything about it. And, you know, for those of you who played, okay, when you sitting there with the tax table? No, you wanted to go to a good organization in a place where you wanted to live, where you wanted to raise your kids and send them to school. You wanted to play in a first-class arena with a first-class training facility with an owner, an organization, a GM, and a coach that you were comfortable with, and you wanted to have good teammates so you'd have a shot at winning. That's what motivates it. Could it be a little bit of a factor if everything else were equal? I suppose, but that's not it. And by the way, state tax taxes high in Los Angeles, high in New York. What are we going to do? Subsidize those teams?
Can we take tax away from the province of Ontario, at least, just for the Leafs' sake? We need something, Gary.
You know, I was watching you during the prior rounds. Your attire was a little suspect in terms of your journalistic objectivity.
Yeah. You just said three words, and I don't know who's got the next question.
You confused it. Yeah.
Wow.
Woo! Hey.
Bettman brought the flamethrower, dude.
Yes, he did.
I may have to reconsider you, Gary Bettman. Maybe I had you all wrong. Maybe I had you all wrong after.
It is foolish because he made the first point was the best point.
Yeah.
And that was, oh, where were your no state tax when for the last 17 years?
It's so dumb. I can't even. With the idea that we're talking now 30 years without Canada winning a Stanley Cup. And by the way, one is Canadian team is still on the other side of the Stanley Cup for the last 2 years, trying to beat the Florida team. You guys do nothing but praise their best player left and right. Not saying that he doesn't deserve it, but like, can we stop with this? It's absolutely ridiculous. And the only guy that really made his push to get to Florida to start all this was Matthew Tkachuk. He's American. He wanted to be in America. He wanted to be flip-flops and the beach. And for years, that was mocked. Like, Jaromir Jagr's coming down here to retire. Guys are coming down here to retire. This is going to be a final destination where you can catch golf and a little side of hockey. Now, all of a sudden, they're on this elite run, and people want... It's just irritating. Telling you, man. Rat bastards.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.